For a legal perspective, we turn now to Dahlia Lithwick. She's legal analyst for the online magazine Slate. Hi, Dahlia.
Hi, Madeline.
Well, so we just heard the president is trying to resuscitate his military tribunal plan, but isn't that exactly what the Supreme Court struck down in Hamdan?
Well, yeah. What the Supreme Court said in Hamdan this past June was the commission system that Bush had sort of invented from whole cloth and sort of imposed on the prisoners at Guantanamo without consulting with Congress, without really abiding by the Geneva Conventions or the laws of war, the Supreme Court said, not okay, you need to go back and you need to consult and confer with Congress. And if, in fact, you need these extra powers during wartime, get Congress to sign off on them. So what Bush was hoping would happen was that he would turn around and say to Congress, look, here's my tribunal system. The Supreme Court says I need your stamp of approval. Approve them. It turns out, as you just heard, that Congress wasn't so quick to just rubber stamp the commissions. The Congress has some problems with aspects of the commissions, and so Bush is going to go back now and say, look, here's my plan. I think in the hopes that he can sort of broker some agreement between himself and Congress and a little bit to sort of grab the initiative away from Congress and say, here's why I really, really need these extra powers, even though the Supreme Court said I couldn't have them without asking.
But it's not only the extra powers that the Supreme Court had a problem with. It was actually abiding by the Geneva Conventions, right?
Well, that's right. What was really dramatic and I think even unexpected about the Hamdan ruling was the breadth of how encompassing the court said you need to abide by Geneva, you need to abide by congressional statements, and you need to abide by the laws of war. And so, yes, I think that there's an expectation that Bush would give a lot more due process than he was willing to afford before. And that's what's really been hanging this up in Congress, is I think that there's a feeling, even on the part of some Republicans in Congress, that there are certain due process rights that these folks at Geneva just need, the right to hear the evidence against them, the right to remain silent. And Bush says, no, that's just too dangerous. Under his view of due process, what he says is, if they can hear the evidence against them, then secrets will be leaked. Top secret information and intelligence will be made public. And so that's what we're really, I think, fighting about.
And we're only fighting about fewer than a dozen people held at Guantanamo because they are the only ones who have been charged so far with anything and leaving more than 400 there waiting for something, right?
Well, that's theoretically true. Only these 10 people are affected by the commission system as it exists, but I think the hope is that all 450-some folks will eventually be processed through these commissions. And so even though in theory only 10 people are on the hook right now, I think the long-term plan is that everybody at Guantanamo gets cleared through this tribunal system over time.
Dahlia Lithwick is the legal analyst for the online magazine Slate. Thank you, Dahlia.
My pleasure, Madeline.